A Summer Life by Gary Soto, narrated by Daniel Duque Estrada. Part 1. The Buddha. I killed ants here and pulled puncture vine there. There was a small rise of earth and oily weeds at the junkyard at Van Ness and Brayley. At the young age of 5, I couldn't go far. Maybe to the side of the house where I looked down the long throat of the alley, to Mr. Drake's palm tree, where pigeons warbled at the top of a leafy world, or to the front steps where I played with the ceramic Buddha my uncle had brought back from the war. The Buddha was happiness, a great smile and large belly, soft colors, and a robe splotched with gold. He usually rested on the small table near the telephone and rattled when the phone rang. The Buddha was the most beautiful thing in our house, that and a Japanese garden sculpted in a seashell. When my mother was away, I took the Buddha out to the front steps and played a game in which he ho-ho'd a belly laugh and walked on lines of ants. On a day when I knew my mother was going to be gone a long time and my sister fell asleep from the heat, I carried the Buddha to Van Ness Avenue. I held him up and said, "We can't go over there." Van Ness was a busy street, bluish, with diesels and large sedans, yellow with an occasional taxi. Buddha smiled, and I rubbed his belly. I pressed my thumb on his gold splotches. I listened to a diesel downshifting, the grind of gears hurting the air. I sat the Buddha in the dusty weeds and killed red ants with my thumb. I collected shards of broken glass lit